Winter's in full swing.
And that means more chances for Reader to snap the plug off his block heater.
I mean, who is this idiot?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Reader, tonight is a special night.
Yeah.
For you and for me, because I get to live vicariously through you. You're playing tonight in the Fox FM GX94 charity fun for the rink game in Foam Lake.
Mm-hmm.
At the rec center there. It's a charity, it's a fundraiser for the rink itself, which is awesome. All the proceeds are going directly towards the rink. A lot of people from Fox FM are going to be on the team. Kyle Kazema, he's going to be on the team.
He's going to be taking part.
You're going to be on the team playing?
I will be there.
Yesterday I had a cheer for you, and you didn't like it.
It was a good start, I guess.
It was kind of mean. It was please be careful, please be careful, we work tomorrow.
Yes.
Kind of. Okay, I'm pointing out the fact that, you know,
I'm
getting up there playing some hockey,
a little older,
but at least you get to play hockey. So I came up with a few more.
Okay,
got some more cheers for you. You can expect this because I'm gonna be there watching in the stands. Myself, I talked to Jackie. Chris Ash might show up. We're going to watch, support the team.
Cool.
So I got this. R-E-A-D. He's the man that's right for me. Go, Craig.
Ah,
huh?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Got a nice flow to it.
How about Craig Reed is number one. Mornings with him are lots of fun. Don't die.
I like that one.
Perfect.
It's a very positive reinforcement at the end.
Well, you know, you still got to point out the fact that you're going to be ripping top Chad at 40 years old at the Foam Link rank. Foam Link Fog don't stand a chance because my boy Craig Reed is coming out and he's going to be throwing some serious elbows and scoring some goals.
Okay.
That goalie's going to have a sunburn on the back of his neck from how many times that red light's going off.
I believe you're seriously overestimating my skills on the ice.
Foam Lake Recreation Center, 7 p.m. tonight. Come down, check it out. Come sit with me. Come cheer it on. I'm going to have these cheers written down so you can cheer along with me because Craig Reed is number one all-time superstar, Fox FM.
Nick and Reader are always ready to go tobogganing.
But they always argue over who's going to steer.
Fox FM.
We're going to get healthy. We're trying to cut down that junk food thing, too. Mm-hmm. So I went grocery shopping yesterday, and I decided I want to do some different stuff. I'm kind of a creature of habit when it comes to food. I do meal prep on Sundays, so I usually make like a lot of one thing, and I just have that throughout the week. So what I'm planning on doing now is I'm going to switch it up a little bit, too, and I thought, well, I won't be able to snack on junk food, so I have to find alternative snack foods. And I was thinking this. I bought some head cheese.
To each their own, I guess.
You look so disgusted right now.
I'm sorry. Head cheese just does not do anything for me.
It's just animal parts and aspic. That's all it is.
I've experienced it, and I didn't care for it. I think, above all, it's a texture thing.
Really?
You know, it's like fruit jello, but not at all like fruit jello.
Well, taking this all the way back a few months when we posted that disgusting photo for the potluck that we had here, work with that hot dogs and gelatin. That's disgusting. You know what I mean? You don't put hot dogs and jello. This is just gelatin and animal parts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hoofs and, you know, face meat. I don't really know what kind of meat is in head cheese.
I don't think you eat the hoofs.
I don't know. I've never really inquired as to what the ingredients of head cheese are. I just know that I like it, you know?
Maybe you don't want to know.
I have Ukrainian parents, though. That's the thing. So, like, it's kind of burned into me. And I know there's a lot of people right now listening, Kenora, that like head cheese as well, too. So, it's not that weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not something.
You're just,
I would
not a head
go
cheese
out and
fan.
Buy. No.
So would you like get uncomfortable if I just put a slice of head cheese on some bread and ate it in front of you?
Oh no! I mean, if you want, go ahead.
Like roll it up into like a little head cheese cigar and walk around like Winston Churchill.
A head cheese roll up.
That makes it gross. Now I'm uncomfortable. Head cheese roll ups. No.
With the Fox FM skill in the Amazon Alexa app, you get access to even more. Enable it now.
Fox FM.
You know what I love?
What do you love?
Get rich quick schemes.
They are pretty good if they work.
I'm all about the Benjamins, you know what I mean? I got inspired. I figured you and I could get so rich if we invent a kitchen gadget.
A kitchen gadget?
A kitchen gadget. I saw this YouTube video. Some guy was showing off weird kitchen gadgets. And guess what? There's a lot of weird kitchen gadgets.
Boy.
He's basically showing off this egg separator. It was like a plastic box with slats in the bottom. And you put the eggs in. And then you just move it back and forth. Separates the eggs. A piece of plastic. The guy who invented that is probably just on a yacht somewhere right now.
Rolling in money, separating eggs on the high seas.
Yeah, exactly. We could be that guy. Do you have any ideas for a kitchen gadget?
It's hard to think of something that hasn't been invented already.
That's the point. You got to find...
You got to think outside the box.
Or you can just do what Apple does and just tell everybody you invented something that has been around for a while.
That's true. If I could come up with something that would protect the roof of your mouth from being burned when you... eat something really hot.
That's right. Like a slice of pizza or a pizza pop.
Yeah.
Going down the pizza pop train.
Could be that.
How about like a little sleeve, like a little koozie for it?
Oh.
Little, get somebody to knit up a little sweater for your pizza pop so you don't burn your hand when you're holding it.
That might be a little tough to clean because you'd have to throw in the washing machine after every time you use it.
I don't think I have ever eaten a pizza pop where I take a bite and the rest of the pizza pop comes doesn't come out of the other side. You know what I mean?
Maybe like a silicone sleeve.
Yeah, something heat resistant.
That you could wash when you do the dishes.
You know what I just realized, though, Reader? Oh, we're talking about this on the radio, though. Everybody's going to be... They're going to hear our great ideas.
Okay, yeah. Flaw in the plan.
Okay, if anybody out there is going to steal our pizza pop sleeve idea and make millions of dollars, you got to promise you're going to share it with us.
That sounds good to me.
Or at least give us a ride on your yacht.
Into Game of Thrones, readers into The Walking Dead. They never worry about spoilers.
No spoilers. More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
It's laundry day, Reader.
Yeah.
So that means I'm like going into the deep, deep dark corners of my closet to find some pants to wear today.
Mm.
And I found myself a pair of jeans that maybe I haven't worn in about 2 years, per se.
Okay.
And, they're a little tight. They're really tight, actually. I'm glad that I sit down behind a desk where you can't see my pants, because you would probably be laughing at me right now for how pants... Like, they're 70s tight right now. Like, I needed a wrench to do the zipper up on them.
Oh, my goodness.
They... is it because I gained weight? Like, I'm holding on to the past here.
It could be.
It's not a pretty sight. I'm, like, walking around like the Tin Man, because I can barely move my knees.
Maybe you're just... muscular.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Reader.
Yeah.
Do you have like old clothes that you try to wear sometimes, but you know, they may not fit like they used to?
Oh yeah. It happens many times. I have a lot of pairs of pants at home where it's like, boy, those don't quite go on as easily as they used to. They don't do up quite as simply.
Like, it was an ordeal having to put these pants on this morning, and I don't think I ever want to do it again. But I mean, I guess the easy solution is to just lose weight. I don't think I've ever had, like, a old clothing that I've ever wanted to wear once again, too, because, like, I used to be really big, and then I was really small, and now I'm really big again. Puberty hit me like a ton of bricks. All my shirts would be crop tops. Ooh. from the olden days, too.
Yeah, crop tops for guys went out a long time ago.
I heard they're creeping back, though, so I got a lot of gut I can show off.
Ugh.
Reader with Fox FM News.
Elsewhere, Battleford's playing Kindersley's 5-0. Humboldt shut out Estevan 2-0. And Humboldt were 6-2 winners over Weyburn.
Oh, they shut them up, Reader.
They shut them up real good. They were talking a lot, but they said, no, you get no goals.
That seems like something a hockey dad would say, like clapping his gloves together. Shut them up,
shut them up, boy.
You got them.
Is that what you're going to be cheering tonight out in Lake
you
Forest?
You know it.
Right on.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
Like that.